I've spent the last year putting the pieces of my life back together after I lost everything in my six-figure marketing business. Yeah, I loved that agency. And now I'm taking my decade plus of traditional marketing experience, combining it with the latest online marketing techniques, and starting again from scratch. The question is, how will I do it? With the new challenges like cash flow, debt, and no team. This podcast is here to give you the answer, so join me and follow along as I apply and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only the simplest, most uncomplicated methods. My name is Samantha Gooden, and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. Hello, and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. I'm Samantha Gooden, and woohoo! Oh gosh, this is one of my favorite places to be, just here recording with you. I'm not in my car today. I'm actually chilling out in my room, just thinking, you know, because I like doing that. I think thinking is important. And so I got in from my swim. I'm actually on an alkaline diet right now. So it's vegan with just a few more restrictive foods. So, you know, I had my morning thing, and I have an hour that's called my morning routine, just time for me. So I sat, I listened to my favorite podcast, I was thinking, and I started getting ready. And then I said I wanted to come inside of here and talk to you guys, because yesterday I did something that I don't usually do. I made a very bold public statement inside of an Inner Circle mastermind group that I'm in. It's a paid coaching program that I'm in, and it's a leveraged program. We have about 6 or 7 coaches in. It's a different program than the one that I was in before, but I decided that I was going to join this one because, you know, if you want to improve, the fastest way for you to improve is for you to get a coach. Hear what I'm telling you. The fastest way for you to improve is for you to get a coach, because a coach has experience in a place that you don't have. And the programs that I go into, I'm always seeking to connect with people who have done things I haven't done, and they've done things that I want to do. And this program is no different. So it's an amazing, amazing community of men and women. And the coach who was in there yesterday, her name is Brooke. Brooke is just fantastic. And Brooke's focus is on sales. So she's another type of sales coach. And she focuses on sales and coaching too. So it was just phenomenal. And as she kept going through, she was telling us the number one, you know, the most important number that you need in your business is to know your conversion rate. And so she went through and showed how she helps people to increase their conversion rates through the shift of their product and through their approach to sales calls. And I've been in high ticket programs before. I have done a ton load of work with sales coaches, but no one has ever explained it to me like this. And it was such a huge light bulb that went off in my head. You know what? I'm going to see if I can get Brooke on this podcast, because I would love you guys to meet her. I'm going to put her down on kind of like my podcast Dream 100 list. And yes, I do have one of those. So anyways, as she was going through, I realized that my conversion rate on sales calls is anywhere from 33% to 25%, right? However, when she explained it and she started looking at the hours that you take to get on the calls, to get individuals on the calls, and to get the conversions, I realized, wow, I really need to be improving and doing so much better. And you know that here on Marketing Launch Radio, the goal is for me to share with you what I'm doing on my online journey to move me from where I am to where I want to be. And over the next 12 months, I am following the Russell Brunson rule, you know, which is if you publish every single day, there's no way that you're going to be broke a day in your life ever. Publish every single day for 365 days. And that's my dedication here on this podcast, to do that. And not just that, I also, you know, I share material here with you that I don't share with anyone else. This is like my most intimate space, I think, even more intimate than my Facebook group. And I'd love if you could come to my Facebook group, Marketing. It's actually called the Launch Academy for Women. It's brilliant. It's for women. So yeah, you can find me there. Just go check out my profile on Facebook, and you'll find the information there, and you can join me. But I started thinking even more about the impact that I want to make. She said, you know, it's about time. How can you save time to make more money, but also have greater impact? And that's what sales allows us to do. And a lot of times we think about sales as this dirty word, right? Sales is the dirty word. But sales doesn't have to be a dirty word, because it empowers us to have greater impact, have more time to do what we want to do, and it allows us to make more money. So I took a stand yesterday. If you've been following along in this podcast, you would realize that I've been going through a period where several of my clients, and, you know, some of them are low ticket clients, some of them, you know, whatever it is and whoever they are, I said my prayer about the kind of clients that I wanted and the kind of people I wanted to be around, the kind of people that I wanted to serve. But the other part of the prayer was, hey, you know, help me so that if there are people that I'm not supposed to serve right now, let's just see how you could help to navigate me out of those relationships. And in the last several days, oh my God, it's been happening over and over. A wonderful, wonderful, lovely period of time has been happening for me, because I've been getting clearer on who I want to serve and how I want to serve them. And because I'm going into launch mode for you know, the new marketing launch Secrets, and also launch mode for my new high ticket program, it's getting me very focused. So I am letting go of the things that are distracting. I'm letting go of the dead weight, right? I'm letting go of the clients that I can't serve in the best way possible because they're not my ideal client. But I'm also letting go of those tasks and those activities which don't serve me, or I am wasting my time in, right? So like for the funnel that I'm going to be launching this new Marketing Launch Secrets program with, that funnel, I have somebody building that for me because one, I'm going to another level, so I can no longer just sit down and do that work myself. But also, I want to learn the most important task inside my business. Right now, there are three most important tasks. And if you are at a level where you're making less than $20,000 a month, the three most important tasks in your business are marketing, sales, and your offer. I have been working on my offer over and over and over, and I think I have something even more sexy than ever. And then for the marketing, I'm working on a fantastic marketing campaign specifically for my program, which is a hybrid of the same amazing and proven model that's inside of my Marketing Launch Secrets program. And I want to work on that and share that with clients as they come in. Super excited about that. But then the other thing is the sales. And so because, you know, I have a background in marketing, I'm pretty good at writing, stuff. And because I've worked on offer creation, I study a lot of my coaches and my mentor stuff. I'm in a better place than I was, but the sales is the area where I want to focus. So I made this public declaration inside of the group, and I have made room. I've really made room. I'm focused on serving my high ticket clients officially now. My the last round of Marketing Launch Secrets is over, so I'm about to go into the new one. And I am very, very focused on not just increasing the value that I bring, but increasing the way that I show up in public. Because if I want to be the coach that attracts the very best ideal client, I have to be the very best coach, because that's how I want to show up. You know, and even in your business, as you're doing what you're doing, you have to ask, you know, are you showing up as the very best version of yourself? Are you pushing yourself further to do what you need to do? Because if you are not pushing yourself further, don't expect your clients to do it, right? And they want to be, and they need to be led by someone who is doing what they want to do, what they want to be doing. Are you presenting yourself as the model for your clients so that they can say, yes, I know there's someone out there? And those are the kind of questions that I ask myself. I ask myself that. Am I showing up in that way today? And the truth is, you know, I heard Stephen Larson, you know, I talk about Stephen all the time. He talks about this thing that as you keep working on your business, as you grow as an entrepreneur, your flaws are going to become a lot more obvious and a lot more present. And I am starting to see a lot more of my own personal flaws, right? I have sanguine as part of my temperament. And as sanguines, oh my God, everything is possible and wonderful when you're in that zone, when you're in that energy. But when, you know, the other part of my temperament also comes in, they're in conflict. And so it makes it difficult sometimes for me to be the very best that I can be at fulfilling on the amazing things that Sister Sanguine, Samantha Sanguine says, right? So I know that I need the right people around me. So I'm thinking now, how do I have the right people around me within my community? How do I have the right people around me on my team? How do I start rebuilding my team? Because that's where I'm at now. I'm at a stage of team rebuilding. That's where I'm at. How do I make sure that I'm in the place to be the person to attract the clients that I want? So, you know, coming off of that call with Brooke yesterday, I realized sales is not a dirty word. And I had already come to that conclusion because I recognized how important it is to be able to close people. And once I get people, you know, and once I'm in the right groove and I'm doing the right thing, I can get there. The goal is now to improve my stats, improve my marketing, improve my offer. That's exactly what I want to be doing and what I want to be focused on. And then I want to be crystal clear about the community that I seek to create. And I was a little bit uncertain about that. Like, it took me a while to come to the conclusion I only want to serve women. And then it took me a while because I was having challenges with Facebook back and forth for me to appear inside there. And now that I am here and I am ready, I have never felt, you know, more excited about building a community. But I know because of my personal flaws and my flaws as an entrepreneur, if I don't have the right support around me, my community is going to fall flat on its face too. So I've decided to do something which may be a little bit unconventional. I'm actually going to ask for help. I'm actually going to go in search of help from brand ambassadors, you know, from social ambassadors, asking them to help me to grow my community with women and with people in exchange for them having some one-on-one time with me, so that I am serving a community of people that I know are also they have the spirit to also serve women too. So I get to serve people who want to serve women, who want to show up and get their work done. And I'm going to be very clear on what the prerequisites for that are and get them involved. So I'll tell you guys how that goes. I suppose this episode has quite a few things in it, but one thing is, I know that to build my business and go to the next level, I need to improve in sales. And so I have enrolled myself in studying this thing, studying it inside out, because I want to be the best salesperson I possibly can be. The other thing is that the most important number in your business is your conversion rate, and knowing your numbers and knowing your conversion rate. And the numbers you need to know aren't the numbers that you think you need to know. I've got, some of you may know, I went to Harvard. I went to Harvard University. I did a program there in sustainability leadership. It was wonderful to be on the campus over that period of time, connect with the individuals and make wonderful connections. In fact, one of my best mentors ever in life, I found there, you know, and I'm still in touch with several of the people from there. So I have some books, you know, I believe in the material from Harvard, and I have some books on entrepreneurship from Harvard. And one of them is on finances and the numbers in your business. And it talks very traditionally about business. And it's not necessarily created for those of us who are in the online space, in the online world, who want to get where we're going with speed, because success loves speed, money loves speed. If you're not moving fast in the right direction, you are probably messing up. So the numbers, you know, a lot of textbooks are going to tell you the numbers, but if you want to be in this online game, there are some online numbers that you need to know. And right now, the most important one is your conversion rate. You want to know your conversion rate. You want to know how many calls you are converting, you know, so how many people actually sign up, how many enroll, how many people show up, how many people sign up, how many people show up, how many people you close, right? Sign up, show up, close. You want to know that. You want to know how many people that you are converting. And if it's not sales calls for you, you want to think about that from the perspective of your actual value ladder, or from the perspective of your funnel. How many people get to the funnel? How many people sign up? How many people close? And those are the numbers that we want to be keeping a really good focus on. So as you grow your business, as you do your thing, that's where you want to be at. let's start thinking in a really sexy way about these numbers and how the numbers can serve us, because ultimately that's what we want. We want the numbers to serve us so that we can do the very best we can do in our businesses. Because the reason we're in business is to have greater impact, to have more time to do the things that we love to do with the people that we love to do them with. And ultimately, we want to have more money, because having more money gets us back to having greater impact. All right, guys, hope that is helpful for you. It's something that I've been thinking about. It was another one of those nights. I think I got up at maybe about 12 or 1 a.m. and I was thinking. I went out for my swim today. Oh my God, the swim was phenomenal. And I'm stretching myself even further using the yellow boat phenomenon. You'll have to go back for some podcasts, but I told about the yellow boat story, and I am, gosh, the yellow boat in the water now is so far from where I swim to. I probably am swimming twice as far, if not more now, beyond the yellow boat because of this power of visualization. And even though sometimes I start feeling a little bit exhausted, I push myself further. Because I recognize this, if as a coach, I want to be the best coach, if as a marketer, I want to be the best marketer, I have to push myself beyond where I have ever been before. I have to face my fears because I'm going to expect my clients to do it, you know? All right, guys, this is a pensive one, but hopeful. Hopefully it is still helpful to you. I'm Samantha Gooden, and I do hope to see you soon. Come join me inside of the Marketing Launch Academy for Women on Facebook. Check out my Facebook page. Let's be friends. Yeah, let's do that. There are just a ton of ways that we can be in contact. I'd say, though, if you do one of those two things, it will ensure that you get close. And if you're interested in being a social ambassador, if you check out my page, you come into the group, you will see an opportunity to do that, because I know that I want to build a powerful community of women who are standing on their platforms with their voices. I know I can't do this alone, so I'm looking for other women who can help me to do just that. All right, I want to serve. Bye, guys. Talk soon. If you're listening to this, then you're probably in one of two scenarios. Either you're a woman with a great talent who's ready to launch your personal brand but isn't quite sure how to take the next step, or you're running your own business, you've got some marketing happening, ads going, and content. Maybe you've even got an agency, but things aren't clicking just right, and you're trying to tie all the pieces together. Well, if you want my help or just want to get an idea of what it's like to work with me, then just go to unlockyourbrandnow.com. Mm-hmm. I believe in simplifying marketing and making it a process that's very, very easy. But I'm also on a mission to help every woman that I can launch her personal brand or her business brand in 21 days or less. So go to unlockyourbrandnow.com and go check it out.